This is Lieutenant Rob Vitaliano with Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Today's date is June 14th, 2020. Time is approximately 9:20 p.m. I'm currently at, what is your residence address here?
4019 Gardenwood Circle.
Gardenwood Circle, okay.
Grant.
And Grant. And what is your name, sir?
Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Sling Z-S-L-I-N-G. S-B-Y.
B-Y. Okay, and ma'am, what's your?
Jessica Slingsby.
Jessica Slingsby. All right. And Ryan, just what's your date of birth?
April 19th, 1984.
84, okay. All right, so we got called out here earlier today in reference to a, I guess it was a Facebook post on Miss Kathleen Edwards. Are you familiar? Because that's your neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We came out here, like I said, in reference to a Facebook post of some potential suicidal ideologies, thoughts, those type of things. And the deputies let me know that when they came and spoke with you that there were some ongoing things that were going on leading up to this. So I guess we'll start from the beginning. So how long have you lived here? You said about four years? Okay. And how long has Ms. Edwards lived?
She was there a couple years before we moved in.
One and a half, maybe 2 years.
Okay. So since moving in here, you guys have been friends with them ever since?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for about 4 years. Have you known them prior to moving here?
No.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about them and what you know of Ms. Edwards. And obviously we know a couple of years ago Mr. Edwards passed away. But let's go before that. Tell me a little bit about them and what you guys, your interactions with them are.
So right away they introduced themselves, let us know that he was a medic in the military. And was she too?
She was a medic in the military.
Okay, so they're both medics.
Okay.
And he suffered from PTSD, and so did she.
Okay.
And they met each other in
a
rehab kind of thing for that meeting or whatever.
Okay.
And so she says that she was blown up and basically had to, like, relearn to walk and everything, kind of like some brain damage and stuff.
Right.
And that messed her up. And then he, I guess, had his was just from everything that he saw. So I always known her to be pretty stable and really calm. Never heard anything weird or whatever. And I know he had some issues with needing like medicine and stuff. And he went away to clinics like in Texas and stuff for his health to get better, try to get better. I've taken fishing my boat a couple times.
Okay.
And really friendly guy. You know, I never really seen him go crazy. You know, I mean, he's always pretty good, but, I mean, what people do behind closed doors, I don't know. So,
sure.
Like, to the face of everybody, he was always pretty good.
Right.
You know, and, I mean.
So we'll kind of fast forward a little bit. So, a couple years ago, obviously, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you notice anything about her, or what?
She's trying to move forward, trying to move on. With whatever her investigations and, you know, with her attorney and hiring outside people to do autopsies, I've heard, you know, and reading about this and that. I know she had a big problem because she wanted to pay for the autopsy. They did a whole autopsy, but they didn't have, like, the brain and the heart or something. And they wanted to look at that. Well, why are you not giving me this? So she was really bothered by not having all his body parts or all his organs that was needed.
Okay.
And I guess they still never got that, so she still harps on that. And never really anything major, you know, like she's come over, never really said anything like, I just don't want to live anymore, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's always moved forward. She handles that whole house by herself. I see pool guys come over, take care of the pool. Lawn guys take care of the lawn. She's by herself, manages to keep the property better than these people who are retired in here.
Right.
So, I mean, she stays busy, and she's always like, oh, I'm going to do this, and, you know, talks about, you know, when the dog goes, I'm going to start traveling more. You know, she talks like she has plans for the future.
Right.
You know, not like she's wanting to give it all up.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it's always, it's never, she never really talks to the kids come over, the little babies will come running over or something, we're outside, and she'll come chase them, we'll talk, and she just asks us about, like, weed killer and different plants. What kind of tree, how do you get your trees to grow that way? Like, I just helped her get a new spray guy to keep the grass green for life easier and stuff, but always looking towards the future, you know, so... I don't know what happened. I can only assume that whoever she's dealing with now has just brought all these demons back. They're just brainwashing her. You know, and she's easily, I would say that she's probably easily manipulated.
Okay. Has she said that specifically, or is there anybody in particular? Just
what, that brainwashing?
Yeah.
Whoever she's been talking to, part of this church or a prep school,
they got her to do that speech at that
who's
there? I'm not sure. She doesn't say a name.
Probably some activist people.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, they got her to do the speech at that charter school up in Cocoa.
Yeah, some people of the Democratic Party. They have their agenda what they're trying to push on
they're
her.
They were pushing her to run for sheriff.
Yeah,
like, right after her speech.
You should run for sheriff.
They supposedly had all these signs made up, and they're, like, pressuring her, and they're making her feel bad that they spent all this money to help her and do all this. Like, she shouldn't let them down, you know? And it's like...
Right. But I mean, we don't know who that is or anything. We didn't name or nothing like that. And you said that they paid money to help her. So people were giving her money for...
I guess, no, to help her, to make her, what was it? You know better than me,
to make
her feel like the campaign.
Yeah, to, like, do the signs for Gray. You know, like, just protest stuff and... Mm-hmm. They want her to run for sheriff. So they wanted her.
So she said that specifically, that they want... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing is, she cannot deal with stress like that. She needs an easy life. Like Greg, I remember Greg telling me that we moved here for the quiet, the tranquility, to get away from the city and just to be with ourselves. We just wanted to live with us. They have their pool and their waterfall, and you know, he always has a little man cave up there, and they just relax. They go to the Keys with their little kayaks and those things. Never really did much, just them, and you know, and plan. And he told me, you know, we're gonna have like 8 kids. You know, like they had plans. He had plans for the future. They were positive.
But she knew that that wouldn't be a good choice for her too. She even said, she's like, I'm disabled for a reason. I can't handle stress. Like I shouldn't be doing this. But she felt really pressured, I think, to run for sheriff.
It's like weighing on her. And then who knows what whoever these people are, what they're texting her or what they're calling her, and it's going to break her down.
Right. So again, I mean, the reason we're talking is out of concern for her mental health and so forth. Is there a period of time when this actually started? So obviously, you know, Greg passed away.
Yeah.
How long has she been dealing with this type of mental health pressure?
She went away for a little while. Went away right after Halloween and didn't come back till after the new year to go get herself better.
So that would be 2019?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know she, like, I don't remember what state she went to, though, or where she went, but she did go away.
I don't know. She would know if she talks to her mom.
I know. I'm trying to think. I don't know if she told me the state, but, you know, it was like a VA mental health.
Sure, just to get away and just kind of decompress.
Right. The kids went to her parents' house, and then even when she was done, she stayed with her parents for an additional month just to make sure she knows she needs to get better before she can be around her kids.
Right.
She's smart enough to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So she did that, and since she's been back to old Kathleen. She's, you know, working outside, taking pride in her home, like doing all that. That's when I can tell she's mentally okay, you know.
So is there a period of time where this all started?
Just this past, when all this protest started happening, she started to...
Yeah, it's like, and that's like they researched it. It's like they seeked her out. You know what I mean? It's like they looked into it, like somebody... typing on the computer looking for, I don't know, black deaths by police in Brevard from this date. And they're like, oh, wow. And it's like they found her and they're using her.
Immediately. It's like this stuff started happening. And then she even asked if, you know, the girls wanted to come over and go swimming. She just wanted to have people and kids around to take her mind off of all of this. Yeah. So I'm like,
So everything was normal all the way up to
just
talking about
Floyd
the
death.
The George Floyd death and all the protests.
Exactly
it was all that done.
So that's when she started getting phone calls, that she's telling you at least, that she's getting phone calls and a request to become sheriff. And is there anything else, I mean, that you guys can think of that as she mentioned, requests or, you know, and I know we keep saying they, but we don't know exactly who they are.
I wish I did.
We don't know anybody who did that or nothing like that. So, if nothing else, you know, I don't know how we can get the message to them and say, look, you know, she can't handle this.
Yeah,
I mean, has she ever said, I'm sorry, what was that?
So I feel like they just don't care. They just don't.
Is that what she said? Or?
No, that's just the way it comes across.
So there's did you guys see the YouTube video of her speech at the prep school or something?
Yeah.
Did you see it? Might want to watch it and look for who's ever talking in that. Mm-hmm. And the people who are in there, maybe they're writing in signs on the wall in there, and that's what you need to be looking for.
Okay.
That was where everybody was at the time.
Yeah. So, all right.
It's posted on there. Yeah. So it's there.
So ever since that, and then she's been kind of, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with the post that she put out. There's like a PTSD post that she put out of some troubling things that she said in there. So again, that's what resulted our response. So we got a call from some organization outside of the state of Florida that said, hey, look, she put this post on. You know, you might want to at least go check on her. And that's kind of what kickstarted everything here tonight and moving forward. So, you know, we want to do what's right for her. We want to make sure that, you know, she's not going to continually go declining in her mental health. And obviously with you guys being good neighbors, you need to be aware of that too. So if she needs any assistance, then, you know, I'll leave you with my card. I'll give you my cell phone number as well, in case you see anything or hear anything that is of concerning to, you know, that you would want. If there's some type of intervention that needs to occur, you know. Because ultimately, keep in mind, I mean, we do have her best interest in mind. We really do. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate the things that happened, and, you know, but it's something that, you know, she's having to deal with. And it's, from what you're saying, it seemed like she's been moving on, but just recently, whoever has been contacting her have just really calls her to,
well,
to
whoever comes over, anybody that's considered like an expert, right? The lawn guy or the tree guy says, these trees are dying, you need to remove them. She's going to remove them, mm-hmm. whether she second guesses it or not. You know what I mean? So somebody comes and says, you should be doing this, they did you wrong, and they can easily convince her.
Right.
Easily.
I got what you're saying. When was the last time you actually spoke to her?
She called me just when everybody was out front here.
And what did she say?
She was freaking out. Like, yeah. She was just, you know, she's like, I didn't see anybody out there at first. She was getting
right.
the baths and getting the kids, to, you know, like the normal
right.
single parent two kid routine. So she was just really nervous, you know. Mm-hmm. She thought, what did I do kind of thing, you know.
Okay.
She was freaking out. But other than that, we see her outside almost every day for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, just the last couple of days, she's been out because her mom was here and the kids have been out. She was out back and forth. And then I think we might have seen them today at some point walking around. She has those kids over with the lawn guy comes, brings kids over. Somebody mm-hmm. she met, I don't know if they're in a church or,
I don't know.
Or some VA thing or something. I don't know. She loves to deal. Everybody knows her. She loves it. If you're military,
right.
that's the people she likes to hire.
Okay.
And, but I mean, she's, you know, when they were doing like the free lunches, she's going to get the kids at the school for the COVID stuff, milk and this and that. I mean, like, she stays on the ball.
Yeah.
You know, she's not just locking herself in there and never doing anything. So it's just this whole brainwashing. Who's ever manipulating her is just kind of sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Up until the COVID stuff, right? She had daycare for the kids because, you know, she doesn't get an off time not having
sure.
a husband. It's just her. So she'd bring them so she can mentally, you know, have some sanity. And, you know, she knew that was the best thing for them and hers.
Mm-hmm.
That. So I know she was bringing them to daycare. She knew that was the right thing to do. So.
I mean, I can only imagine, you know, with her husband and these people just bringing up all these old wounds and just stabbing them, you know, like it wears on you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, with her PTSD and stuff, you know, I don't know exactly, you know, which form that she has, if it's just like you go nuts or if you just break down, you know, I know.
Right.
But I know that, you know, who's ever... whatever poison is people talking to her needs to end for sure.
Right.
She was just fine a few weeks ago before all this. I was just watching a huge decline, you know, just
yeah,
it's not even
she's,
her own thing. It's not
what
even
she's
anything
been saying
she's done.
It's more like, hey, you know, like we did this now, like you owe us. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah, so like all the stuff that they're doing for her, like making the signs and like standing up at the podium and stuff, and now they kind of turn around and they're like, hey, now you like owe us, now you need to help us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
She actually told you that? That's some things that
she said.
She feels like it's like she didn't say it, you know, but kind of like making a deal with the devil, kind of way she was explaining it. Like, you know, I thought that they were helping me, and now it's more or less like, hey, now I need you to make this speech, and I don't want to do it. Well, we made these signs and stuff, like, you know, you need to help us. This is how it works.
They wanted her to do some kind of crazy stuff. Remember, they wanted her to go in front of the freaking
tell them that.
They were trying to convince her
make a rally
to
at
go
the sheriff's
in
house.
Front of the sheriff's house and announce that she was running for sheriff out there and get a big thing going. This and even she's like, I think that's pretty fucked up, right? That's fucked up, right? I was like, yes, that is. Those are her words. They're her words. Mm-hmm. So she even knows the right from wrong that these people are trying to convince her otherwise.
Yeah, so she's not totally lost.
No, she's not lost.
Well, you seem to be the sanity in her life right now. So, you know, my advice continue to give her that sound advice as to what you believe is best for her. You know, and I think you know where that is. No, I agree with you. That's messed up.
Yeah, who doesn't? But even she knows it's messed up, you know. So I'm like, all right, well, she's
but
not crazy.
But she's still questioning it. You know, luckily she has some vulnerable people she can reach out to. You know, at least mm-hmm. she's questioning that. You know, so
okay.
Whoever these nutshells are, but you know,
again,
you see it all. They're nuts.
Yeah.
These the far left, man, they're crazy.
Yeah.
There's not, and then most of them are not even really, you know, they have like Antifa and stuff in there, snuck in, hiding in, trying to make everything crazier and act like they're really, you know, for whatever president, you know, mm-hmm. making it worse. And who knows, who really knows, you know, what's going on behind closed doors, what they even say, which probably doesn't even process most of it.
Right. All right. I mean, I think you pretty much covered anything else that you can think of to help her. I mean, you know, again, we did have a conversation with her tonight. She seems to be coherent and level-headed and does not appear to be suicidal at this moment in time. But, you know, again, anything could change. So if she does have contact with you guys, she calls you, if there's anything of concern, you know, please call 911. And you know, if you feel that she's in dire straits and dire needs for that.
Sure.
So, but like I said, I'll leave you my card if you have any other questions or whatever, you know, feel free to give me a call at any time. So, anything else that you guys think of?
No, I mean, I think we covered it. Yeah,
okay.
Like I said, she's been pretty good, except for just recently, those people stabbing at old wounds.
Right.
She is not, I know she's not, wasn't looking for it, because she's not invasive at all.
No, you know, she doesn't reach out.
I mean, let me ask you this, is there a point in time where, I mean, she's strong enough to say, enough is enough, I'm done?
I don't know.
No.
Not when you have
that
wound. You know what I mean? She doesn't have closure with her husband. If she did, I think she'd say enough is enough.
Right.
But she does not feel like she does. If you, me, and the rest of the world says, it's done, it's over, it's closed. If she don't feel that way, then it'll never be done.
Right.
But if she can get that way, you know, he said he's going to one-on-one her and talk and do all this stuff. He can figure it out. Somebody can figure it out
mm-hmm.
to where she feels that, you know, hey, this is what happened. You know, this happened because this happened.
Sure.
But while she thinks that there's some injustice, I don't think that you can.
Okay. Yeah. No, I agree. All right. Time is approximately 9:38, and this concludes the statement. Actually, before we conclude, you raise your right hand. You swear the statement you just gave is the whole truth self you got?
Yes.
Okay.